Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and, you know, in the chat room and texting and tweeting and engaged and involved. Got a lot of stuff going on. Joey B's at it. I mean, what is it? He's running for Senate? No, not Senate. He wants you to vote for him for Senate. And then he fixed that. No, not Senate. I mean, President, right? And then he went on to talk about how, you know, we can't allow, President Bush to be president again. Well, I don't know, Joey. It's constitutionally impossible for him to run again. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you must have meant Trump. This guy's whacked. This is the guy they want to put next to the button. They were so afraid of Trump being next to, and all the things that would go wrong if Trump took office, none of that. Right? You have experts out there, both sides of the aisle now, saying that Joe is suffering from moderate dementia. Look, people, there's no way. If you're gonna be honest about it, there's no way around it. You can blame it on anybody you want to, but there's no way around it. So they're rooting in the streets, looting in the streets of Philadelphia again because a black man's been shot. Now, they're not destroying businesses. They're stealing televisions, toasters, microwaves, anything they get their hands on. Because we know that every time a black man is shot, the only way to make it right is to loot the stores. Steal as much as humanly possible. Are we serious? And any one of you that are mad at me for saying something like that, this is not the show for you to listen to. Because I want you to explain it to me. We don't even have... If you look at the video, the cops had every right to shoot. Any way you put it. You know, it's really funny. The black men in and around this country who say, look, do what you're told to do. Your chances of survival are much higher. This guy had a knife on him, just like the last one did. The cops told him to stop. He kept coming at them. What do you want them to do? Pretty please? Hey, put the knife down till we get a social worker in here. What do you want them to do? I'm curious. And then you want to make your cause by hurting police and looting stores. Somebody needs to help me understand how looting stores equates to wanting justice for the killing of a black man. Or the shooting, I'll say, of a black man. Right? I mean, the guy that they shot had a criminal history a mile long. He rapped about shooting police. I don't know, you know, does that... Oh, well, Joe, does that make him a bad man because he had songs against the police? No. No, there's plenty of people that have songs that go against things I believe in. There's rappers and songs that are against Christ and against Christians or religious people. I don't appreciate them, but they have a right to do it. But my point is, if you're living a life of violent crime and you're talking about killing cops, rapping about killing cops, chances are this is how your life's going to end up or end. Anyway, always a pleasure. There's just so much crazy stuff going on. Have you guys heard of the Lincoln Project? And it's something that most people really aren't aware about. But the Lincoln Project, we're now looking at these guys. They're really an anti-Trump pack, is what they are, to put it in plain simple English. But they've been mocked now over and over and over again on social media and other places. Right? Because the group is pursuing plans to develop a media empire. So they're putting this together as never... Actually, everybody in the group was a never-Trumper from day one. And Republicans, I'm sorry. And they've become really popular among liberals on cable news. They've got these ads attacking Trump. They got 2.5 million Twitter followers. I don't know how many they're actually getting to, but whatever. But a report from Axios indicates the ambitions beyond removing the president from office. The group is in talks with the United Talent Agency, UTA, to help build out Lincoln Media. And it's weighing offers from different television studios, podcast networks, book publishers, and so on. So they know exactly what they're trying to do or going to do. And again, it's going to be a network built around negativity. You know how well that works. You ever notice how all the liberal networks, news networks, crash and burn? They don't do well. They didn't do well on satellite. Fox News, which is leaning left now, they pretty much beat out every cable and over-the-air outlet there was in all this, the reporting of, or the coverage of the SCOTUS hearings. I just think it's amazing. And they've already launched a podcast, the Lincoln Project, on the LPTV channel. It streams on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Right down their alley. These guys will... Now, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube will let this happen because it's right in line with what they want. If they think these guys are going to make a difference at all in pulling people away from Trump, they'll leave them there. The report from Axios... They're getting criticized, too, as well. But this is great, because they eat their own. This is really good. And I'm okay with it. The guys that are involved in this, they're nothing more but a bunch of failed, washed-up, discredited GOP guys. Right? I mean, many of them are from the, Bush and Cheney era. Now they're called resistance liberals, so that's what they call themselves. Unreal. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, Dr. Gerard Lamero, joins me after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Way, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm sorry. I'm mesmerized by these talking heads on the left. Talking about how many points Joe Biden is up. I'm not the expert here, but I do have two brain cells to rub together. And I'm watching the walk-away movement. Some of you need to check that out on Facebook and other places. The walk-away movement. Now, that is, sounds like, oh, it's a whatever, you know, you can come up with all kinds of ideas of what you think it is. But there's people walking away from the Democrat Party. And it's not old white guys like me. You're talking about, you see gay and lesbian couples there. You're seeing black families, multiracial families that are actually leaving 5-minute videos saying, you know what, I'm done with Democrats. I'm done with these people. I've been a lifelong Democrat. I only voted Democrat. This will be the first year that I vote Republican all the way down the ticket. I just see this more and more and more. And when you look at that coupled with President Obama goes out for Joe Biden, goes stumping for him, can't get more than 200 people to show up. I mean, this was the savior of the Democrat Party, wasn't he? And now he can't get anybody any enthusiasm going. Joe Biden couldn't get enthusiasm going if he was giving away $1,000 bills at these rallies. And then you have Donald Trump. He shows up, I think it was Wisconsin. If I have the wrong state, I apologize. But people waited in line 3 hours in 38-degree weather. Okay? It was raining off and on. They waited hours to see the man for an hour. Right? So 4 or 5 hours standing in the rain, standing in the cold, waiting to hear our president speak. Now, if that isn't enthusiasm, I have no clue what enthusiasm is. It's true. I can't spell it, but anyway, I know somebody who does. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does from time to time. Always love his insight here on the show. And Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, happy to be with you. It's a great show, as always.
Well, I appreciate it so much. But, you know, one of the things you and I talked about way back in 2018 after there was a lot of losses, you were talking about the enthusiasm. I'll learn how to speak one day.
Enthusiasm.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
The enthusiasm gap. Yeah.
And Joe Biden, there's no gap. There's like a planetary void between the two, isn't there?
It's sort of like what they call in space a deep hole or deep black hole.
Black hole.
Yeah. In fact, the Democratic Party seems to absorb all the money that billionaires can give it, and they never come up with a program that people like.
Let me ask you.
All the money they take in from billionaires.
Think back a little bit, okay? What was the reasoning? What do you think the reasoning was for choosing Harris? Because they had to know that he didn't have long, that he wasn't going to be able to hold it together. Why do you think, personally?
I think because she is the most leftist they could find, okay. And they thought she would do anything. She's sort of an opportunistic person. She'll say anything, do anything to accomplish her objective, which is power. And she's been called a communist. I'm sure she's been called a Marxist, a socialist. And I think people on the left trust her that she really is a socialist, communist-type person.
Yeah, maybe that's
they,
it. Go ahead.
They picked her on Joe Biden's behalf to take over as soon as he's declared unfit. And we know Nancy Pelosi's already working on the 25th Amendment plan about how to get someone out of office. She may be thinking of it for Trump, but in reality, if they believe their polls, they're thinking of it for Biden to get rid of him.
Yeah, but Dr. Lomero, she didn't do well. Everybody disliked her, even in her party. She didn't make it.
To pick her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She does not get a vote getter, sorry. She just is someone they picked ostensibly because of her color and her minority status, a woman, black. So she checks two check boxes in their identity politics list. However, we know that black voters are not going to be more likely to vote for Biden as a result. They're less likely. They don't like her. Even the black voters don't like her. And so that was not a good decision there. And among women, I think that a lot of other women would have preferred Elizabeth Warren. So it's really a strange choice. Electorally, why would you pick somebody from the state that you should carry no matter what? I mean, if he doesn't carry California, he's going to get a 51-state loss. That's 50 states plus D.C. If he can't carry California the way that's weighted and the way they let dogs and cats vote or whatever in California, I've heard all sorts of stories. I hope they're not true about people voting in California who shouldn't be.
Oh, no. Listen.
That's a given. So why pick her? You normally pick a person who's going to bring you an electoral state. Like, for example, if they picked Klobuchar, that might have helped him carry Minnesota, which he's now losing to Donald Trump.
Right. But go back to what you said a second ago, you know, about California and voting. I can tell you for sure, right? I'm not embellishing. I'm not making it up. I've seen it. There are people here that are getting and some are using multiple votes. I mean, multiple ballots. They're getting ballots at their house with the same name or a variation of the name and or names of people that lived in the house 50 years ago. I don't know
right.
how the state is weeding those out. If
they should be calling the ballots and never sending them out. but they refused to follow court orders to get rid of ballots, I mean registrations that are old, outdated, or worn out, or no longer in existence. So they're allowing this fraud to happen, and I think they're empowering it because they think most of the voting votes that are stolen will be Democrat votes.
Yeah, and that seems to be, of all the emails that I get and all the questions I get about this race, they all say that they believe in a clean race, that President Trump would win by a landslide. I mean, just he would be flooring the jaws of many Democrats. But with the amount of election fraud and vote stealing that's going to be going on, people are afraid that he may just squeak by. What's your thought?
Well, actually, I think he's going to do well. I think there's a large turnout happening that's much bigger than people realize. The latest numbers on the Trump rallies we're seeing, you know, today, yesterday, the latest numbers are 25% of the people attending are Democrats. 20% never voted before but are excited to vote for Trump. Those are incredible numbers because we're talking about tens of thousands of people who are showing up, and those are large percentages in critical places. Trump is going to have a landslide. It's going to be obvious a landslide, and Biden's going to look awful strange if he says, I want to contest these elections, because even with voter theft, I don't think he can pull it off against Donald Trump.
Interesting. And you're still at a electoral college standpoint. You're still saying to Trump well over 300?
348 to 190.
God bless you. Seriously.
And let me tell you, some of the other people that I follow, you know, I try to keep track of everybody. That's my job, really.
All right, don't say anything.
Right after the break,
you can tell us what they're saying, what you're saying, and where he stands. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go anywhere. Dr. Lomero joins me after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 1 week to go, the presidential candidates are crisscrossing the country, making last-minute pushes for support. At a rally in Michigan, President Trump attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for past economic policies that hurt Michigan workers.
Biden was a cheerleader for NAFTA. You got killed by them. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, One-third of the auto jobs left, and they went to Mexico and Canada, but they went to Mexico. Biden enthusiastically voted for China's entry into the World Trade Organization, fueling the rise of China on the backs of Michigan workers.
Biden held events Tuesday in Georgia, looking for support in a state that hasn't voted for a Democratic president since 1992. His running mate Kamala Harris campaigned in Nevada, while former President Barack Obama was on the stump for them in Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You are some messed up white people.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she
we are back.
Like
Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. And, you know, again, I always appreciate the time that he spends with us on the air and time that you guys spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And, you know, get involved and get engaged. And I mean that. So first get informed. I hate cleaning up these little messes that some of you leave behind because you've jumped on a blog, you've jumped on a Twitter story or what have you. You believe it to be true. It's not necessarily true. You just need to check it out. You need to make sure that you know what you're talking about. And I mean that seriously. So Dr. Lomero joins me. Always a pleasure, Dr. Lomero, to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. People need to pick up your book, you know, Real World Socialism. They can find that at greatnewsforamerica.com. Write it down, people. greatnewsforamerica.com. Dr. Lomero, you know what? I should turn the mics on during the break. We probably could do really well doing that. We'd probably get a million people.
Yeah, right.
Or
so.
Right?
That's right. It might be kind of interesting.
Yeah. So we were talking about electoral votes just before we went to break.
Right.
And again, you were telling me about some of your colleagues, guys who do it like you do it, that are pretty much on the same page, correct?
Yes. Well, I mentioned about the Stony Brook University, or I might have mentioned about the Stony Brook University professor, Helmut Norpert, and he has his own method he uses based on primary voting patterns. And he has taken his model and ran it retroactively back to 1912. And in all those years, I think it's 27 elections, he's been right all but two times. So he's right 25 out of 27 times. That's pretty darn good. Another person who's been doing polling, I don't know his track record, but he right now is predicting Trump to win by 330. The professor at Stony Brook has Trump winning by 361 electoral votes with a probability of 91%.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, he was correct in 2016. He was one of the few, like me, who picked Trump, and he had Trump with an 87% probability of getting, I think he had 320 or something. I was right in there with him, too.
Wow.
You know, we had the same numbers, but we used totally different methods. And we didn't use the polls.
I'm always amazed when you guys, you know, talk about these things in modeling as opposed to polling. And I get polling now. After talking to you for a few years, I really get where the chasms are and how bad it could be. And frankly, how inaccurate it is. And I even tell people, look, if you don't want to listen to the guys here locally, look what happened with Brexit. You know,
yeah,
the modelers had it wrong. Right, the pollers had it wrong, correct?
Yep, let me tell you some, and for your listeners, get them updated. Some of the things that are wrong right now with the polls.
Please.
First of all, the ones that say registered voters, big mistake. Registered voters, typically 30% of them don't vote. So your poll's off by 30% just to start with. And that's if you do everything else right, you're off by 30%. It's much better to use likely voters. It's more accurate. Not a guarantee, but it's more accurate. Another thing, for years, the Democrats out-registered Republicans by quite a bit around the country. And so the pollsters got in the habit of always sampling many more Democrats than Republicans. And I've looked at many of these polls that are claiming Biden's ahead. And once again, they're sampling many more Democrats than Republicans. But the latest news from Gallup is the registrations are roughly equivalent around the country. Republicans have registered so many people in the last 4 years, and they're getting so many new people registering for Trump because of Trump, that you can't use that model anymore. The old model doesn't work. You can only sample enough Democrats to equal Republicans, or you're going to be off by a big margin. So that's a reason they're off. The list goes on. There are just a lot of mistakes. I used to think they were in a hurry and they were sloppy. Now I think they're trying to make news with their polls to discourage conservatives from voting. But you know what? Like many things the left does, they make a mistake there, because that strategy doesn't work. When Trump voters hear that he's behind, it makes them double down and go out through rain, snow, sleet, hail, tornado, hurricane to vote. Whereas the Biden voters, who don't care that much for him anyway, he's got low voter enthusiasm, really low, in the basement. Those people say, he's ahead, I don't need to vote. I don't like him that much anyway. That's what happened to Hillary. A lot of them just stayed home.
Oh. Now, I hear a couple things. One is Trump is dragging, I don't mean kicking and screaming either, but he's dragging over young black men into his camp by big numbers. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I model it. I show Trump getting about 42% of black voters. His approval rating among blacks is almost 50%.
Wow.
And even some of the pollsters are saying he's going to get 35%, which I think is way low. I think he's going to get in the 40% of black voters. And you know what? No Democrat has won without getting a large percentage, like 95% or more, of the black vote.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that. Are we seeing the same thing in the Hispanic community?
Yeah, similar numbers.
Wow.
Hispanics for Trump are way up. They're for family values. They're against anarchy in the streets. They're also pro-life in a big way. And they like Trump.
Yeah, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that the Democrat Party is so disconnected from reality. You know, you have said several times that the party was eventually going to explode from within. And I look at, you know, the AOCs of the world, and look at what this just came down. They're saying that, you know, when Biden wins, that he should surround himself with progressives. We're on it with him. They couldn't hold themselves anymore. They were quiet there for about a week and a half, and now they're out in the open again. But you look at how they miscall the SCOTUS nomination. They're trying to say that the American people don't want it, but you look at the real numbers, the American people do want her. They do appreciate this woman that was just, they really
have
lost
model.
It.
They think she's a model. She's a great person.
Oh, yeah.
Raises 5 of her own kids, 2 adopted kids, is an award-winning professor, number one in her graduating class at Notre Dame Law School. She clerked for Antonin Scalia. Oh, my gosh, girl has the best credentials of anybody I know of. She's terrific. In fact, I came up with a prediction today I've never had before. And that is, when John Roberts leaves the court, she will be nominated to be the Chief Justice. The first woman Chief Justice. New prediction.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
I know. What has taken you down that road? Is how smart she is? How young she is? Because she's got a long time to be on that court.
What took me down that road, well, yeah, she is, 48 years old, which is great, was her speech after swearing in to the White House. She gave a speech that was like no other speech. She explained the role of the judiciary to the Democrats and to the country in a way that they have never heard before. It was a perfect way to say, my personal preferences will not get in the way. This branch has no personal preferences. We don't stand for office, and we can't claim that we have any personal preferences the American people want. We have to only judge the law and the Constitution in any particular case. Her lecture to the American people was outstanding, the best I've ever heard. I think she's going to become the next Supreme. I think she was actually lecturing also to Chief Justice Roberts. I think she's going to steer him straight.
Oh. Well, she's going to be that thorn in his flesh for sure, you know?
Well, I think she's going to call him on the carpet for not following the Constitution. She is rock solid.
And she'll have the others to help her. You know?
Right. She's got Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch.
That was what a sight to see. Clarence Thomas, obviously a black man, swearing in one of the first Catholic/conservative women on the Supreme Court. And it was a great thing to do. The Dems are making fun of it, actually calling her, you know, a hack for Trump. Again, you would think they'd be excited. We've got, what, four women on the Supreme Court now? Never had that before. I don't know. The logic stuff makes me crazy because they can't see it. All right. The Biden scandal, give it a bump or not?
Yeah. The Biden scandal helps Trump among the, roughly no more than 5%, maybe 4% of the electorate now that has not yet voted and is truly independent and hasn't made up their mind. That will cost Biden about 2%. Fraud or any type of impropriety at the last minute means the person who's had that problem loses votes. That's going to make a difference of about 2%. That's a big deal at the end.
Okay, we'll hit more on that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with our friend Dr. Gerard Lamero right after this.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. 516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Joe, see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, seriously. And you'll have to pardon me while I delete my 2,700 emails from Donald Trump, Eric Trump, somebody Trump, and another Trump. Telling me we're down to the last minute. Every nickel helps. I know it does, President Trump, but my God, I have other messages I have to get to. Anyway, 855-ROAD, just having some fun, people. Relax, put your stones down. 855-732-5563. Let me just bring them on with me. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me from time to time. Love having this guy on. Very knowledgeable. And actually, frankly, he uses the language that we can understand. He doesn't speak over our heads and try to make us feel stupid. And I get everything he says, so you should be able to get everything he says. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, I'm happy to be with you, and I love talking in English. Although I'm not really that fluent in it.
I asked my wife. I barely speak English. Sometimes I get these guests on, experts in certain areas, and they feel the need to use words that you know we don't understand or we're not going to get, and then he has to stop and explain them. And I always find that kind of irritating because just talk to us. We're regular people, yeah. Just like, you know, most others. Just talk to us. Tell us what's going on. We'll get it. We'll pick up on it. And that's
that
why I love having you on.
I do that with my books. You know, I write them in English. I try to avoid things that are impossible to understand.
Well, speaking of your great books, and I mean that sincerely, why don't you tell people, you know, where your site is, can they sign up for anything, how to get your books? They really need to be able
sure.
to do that.
Well, all my books are available either by going to my website, and you can click on them, and that'll take you to Amazon. You can go directly to Amazon, or you can go almost anywhere else in the world. And the books are selling in Europe. They're selling in Australia. I don't know why, because I don't do any talk radio there, or not usually. And in terms of other things, I write an article roughly every week, and that's available on my website on the homepage. It's a blog post. And if they'd like to get a subscription, what I do, I don't have a subscription per se, but if they leave me a note on the website, they can hit the contact button. I'll add them to my little newsletter that goes out to hosts and producers of TV
good.
Shows and talk radio shows so that they keep up to date with the latest articles.
All right, so
if you don't want to visit my website every day, you can get that just
no,
by
no.
asking for
every
it.
Other day, because they have to buy a book every other day, and then that way they're, you know, they'll have great reading material all the way through. I knew a guy that actually grabbed one of your books. He's an avid reader, but he grabbed one of your books and he read it over a day and a half.
Wow.
You know, kept getting to it and what have you. He just said, "Look, I love what this guy had to say," and he couldn't, you know, he couldn't put it down because he was very much into the way that you were doing things. So,
that's great. I appreciate it. Yeah, I try to write so it's easy to read. I have this thing that writing is truly an art if you do it right, and when you read, paragraphs should just flow out of your mouth, you know, in your brain. And if you have to, like, stop and start because the words are jagged and crooked, you know, it's awful to read that kind of book. It drives me nuts. So I try to write a book that has a smoothness to it, kind of a musical flow. And I think that's why people like my reading.
I used, when I have, in the first book I wrote, I had a lot of what I wrote was, a lot of what I put in the book was stuff I already wrote, and you know, I use the stuff I write as the flow of thought that I have on the show. So it doesn't always translate well, and I have to keep going back over and looking at it because I talk fast and I use way too many words. And I'm sorry to say, sad to say, there's a lot of people that won't read that many words anymore. Let's
That's
talk about
true,
the Senate
by the way.
And this House as a whole. Now, the Senate, you had said a few weeks ago you thought we'd pick up a seat. You still there?
Absolutely. I think we'll pick up the state of Michigan, John James, a really,
really?
Wonderful black American.
He is. He's trailing yep. right now. The polls say.
No. That's what the polls say.
That's what I was going to say. The polls say
he's
trailing by 6 points. But you think he'll win well or?
1-2%.
Okay. What about seats like the one in Buffalo with Klasich?
Oh, that's going to be a Republican win, too.
Really? I think it's wonderful. And I actually was thinking the same thing. I think she's hitting a nerve. And
she is. She's representing the new black thinking, which is conservatism's pretty darn good for us because it's pretty darn good for everybody. It's not just a black philosophy. It's an American philosophy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For freedom, free enterprise, free markets, all of that is American in origin.
But they've all picked up on what President Trump said. When you remember when he said, look, you've been voting for them
yeah.
for 60 years. What do you got to lose? Was when she did that commercial where she walked through the streets of Baltimore, and she said, this is 53 years of Democrat rule. Is this what you
right.
want? I mean, that line was a home run with bases loaded.
It is. It was. That's why I think she's going to win.
Oh, yeah, and the papers, the local papers came after her big time. Do you know who endorsed Donald Trump today or yesterday? It was the Boston Herald. What does that tell you?
Interesting. Tells me he's going to win. Tells me Joe Biden's in trouble.
Oh, I agree with you so much. I got so many friends, and you can imagine. I mean, they're sending me emails and texting me and going, will you guys relax? Stop watching the polls or listening to polls or listening to those morons. You know, you've got other people now, even on Fox News, I mean, you've got some of these commentators that are leading their guests and saying, you know, don't you find it kind of troubling that even with all those people showing up at his rallies, that he's still 2 or 3 points behind Joe Biden? And can he turn those rally goers into votes? I mean, let me tell you what, my buddy. They've already voted for him in some cases. And most of them, they should put ballot boxes outside of those events, for God's sakes.
In fact, let me tell you a little rule of thumb that people can use when they read the polls. When you read a poll, you look at the percentage it claims for Biden, and then subtract 5 to 8%. So if it says he's 4% above, then you subtract 5 to 8%, and you know Trump's going to win. That's how it works.
Wow.
They're off by that much.
Wow. Oh, it's just... Now, I don't know, do your models include certain communities when you're trying to figure out who's going to go for Trump or not? I mean, you know, we had in 2016, we had the religious community, the evangelical community, did not come out in the numbers that we would hope they would come out. They did come out in big numbers. Do you think that that will grow this time?
Yes. Especially because of pro-life. And Amy Coney Barrett, really important at just the right time to help the election.
Oh, she'll bring I think she'll bring the Catholic vote in big time, don't you?
Yeah. Well, the Catholic vote is coming around anyway because people are getting to the point where they can't tolerate abortion in the ninth month and even killing a baby that was attempted at an abortion who survived. You know, that's infanticide. That's going over the top for even liberal Catholics.
Yep. I agree with you.
I think the Catholics are swinging toward Trump as well.
Okay. I love talking to you because, again, you give me the strength to go back and tell these people I deal with, look, relax. Take it easy, you know. And now Congress, you were saying at one point in time that you felt Donald would be taken back, we would take it back by 5 plus or minus seats, correct?
Right. 5 to 8 votes in the House. We'll be ahead. We'll pick up one seat, John James in Michigan, and the other seats will retain.
And, God, I wish...
McSally's going to win. She was going to win by 1%. Now she's up to 2% in my model.
Really?
So McSally's going to win.
Okay.
And it's going to be basically the same Senate with one additional conservative.
Oh, that's great. Well, for me, it's you look at what people want, you look at what they're wanting, what's better for their families, and I can't believe they would vote in the same old, to have the same old. But this won't, look, we only got a minute or two left, and I know I'm asking you to look in your crystal ball. But when they lose big, this is not going to change the Dem Party because they really believe that this is what the people want, don't they?
Well, if they don't have any members of their party, they won't have much choice. They're going to have to leave to get a base. They don't have a base in the Democratic Party anymore. They're losing them every day.
Wow.
And so I think the party, out of sheer exhaustion from bad ideas, is going to close down in early 2021. I've said it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think this November election is going to help push them over the edge.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, all right? God bless you. Thanks for being with me.
A lot of people say that to me. A lot of people say that when I'm on air.
Well... Listen, I have a running joke on the show, and I always say the same thing. I go, look, I lost my faith in the American people when Obama won his second election, okay? And even though I was calling it, that's sad, because I was calling it among some of my friends, my hardcore friends, which were saying, no, there's no way he can win. I said, yeah, he can. People aren't paying attention, and he's going to win again. And
well,
he did.
We ran the wrong person. Mitt Romney could not win.
That's true. You know what? Thank God he didn't win. I'm going to put it that way. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. You go rest that voice of yours, and we'll have you back here soon. I'm going to try to have you back probably the Friday before election. Give it one last heave-ho. How's that?
Whatever you want. Just ask me to come.
All right. Have a great rest of the night. I will catch up with you later. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You got me for the next hour. All by my onesies. We'll be back in just a little bit.